following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Coosa Valley Orthopedics leadoff show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. This is Clay Central Softball on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Presented by First Bank of Alabama, Alta Point Health, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Central Alabama Community College, Radio Alabama Sports, and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Sponsored by Frank's Point of View, First State Bank, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Integrity Cabinets, Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Sassy's Convenience Store, Honey's Cafe, Poultry South, Blair's Family Farm and Market, Atkinson Homes, Penhody Experience Foundation, Hill Auto Sales, First Capital Insurance, Matthews Meat Market, Buddy's Sports Country, Clay County Economic Development Council, Piggly Wiggly of Ashland and Lineville, and Highway 9 Tire. Now, here's color analyst Coach Jerry Weems and the voice of Clay Central High School Athletics, Rusty Taylor.
We welcome you live here from Central High School of Clay County for volunteer softballs. We're quickly already into the first inning, got an early start here, and we're getting things in. One out, and there'll be a walk right now for the Lady Volunteers are hosting the Horseshoe Bend Lady Generals here in the last home game of the season for the Lady Vols. It's Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Heron, and Heath Stroud as the strike is taken here by number 31, Kara Mae Davis. You there, Coach?
Good to be with you, Rusty.
Yeah, well, it's good to see that you finally are here with us.
I'm still trying to get the lineup. But Chloe Morris getting the start on out there on the mound again today.
There's a ball taken outside. One and two's the count here. One away here in the top of the first. As again, we got a little early start, a late lineup, and we're getting started. Morris comes in with a changeup. It's going to be lined. This could be a double, and it will be double off. There is a great play over there at third base by Lakeland Carr. Catches the line drive, throws over to first for the third out, and we'll go to the bottom half of the first. No score here. This is Central High School of Clay County, Lady Vols softball.
To support and assist those who are living with mental illness. If you're passionate about helping others, want to join a growing healthcare company, and are ready to love what you do, then Alta Point Health is looking for you. Visit altapoint.org to apply.
Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of the Radio Alabama Foundation and very excited to be a part of volunteer athletics on Classic Country 90.9. Atkinson Homes covers Talladega, Clay, Coosa, and Shelby counties with quality, custom-built, energy-efficient homes located on Highway 280 in Childersburg. 256-378-1201 or atkinsonhomes.net. You're going to love our homes.
Buddy Sports Country is proud to sponsor local radio on Classic Country 90.9. Located Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, Buddy Sports Country features a wide selection of products for the outdoorsman. Buddy's is your local dealer of Benelli, Browning, and Glock firearms, and also offer a full stock of ammo. Plus, they have fishing tackle and muck boots. And now, Buddy Sports Country is a licensed NFA dealer for suppressors. Open 8 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday, Buddy Sports Country is a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Hang on. Coach, which mic you got? I'm trying to see. See, I'm trying to make sure you need to trade. Or I'll keep turning on and off the wrong one. We'll get it situated here and get underway. Pitching today is Marley Trapp here for the Horseshoe Bend Lady Generals. We did find out that there's a few of the Lady Generals that was unable to make the trip today, so it's a totally different lineup for the Lady Generals. There's a ball hit out to center field, and it'll be caught right there for out number one, Shirai Coburn. One pitch, one out there, pop fly out into the outfield.
That ball kind of drifted over to the right field side after it was hit up in the air.
Coming to the plate now, Sakara Lopez, the center fielder for the Lady Vols. There's another ball popped up. It's going to be shallow left field, and a great play by number one right there, Lily Moss, on the run, makes it right on the foul line behind third base. She's the shortstop.
Yeah, she made a tremendous play, covered a lot of ground right there to make that catch.
That'll bring Lakeland Carr. Lakeland, the player that caught that line driving, and threw over to first for the double play to end the top half of the first. Great play over there by her. She actually had all the defense pretty much in that first inning. Also had to ground out and put out over at first with the leadoff batter. Two away here, bottom half of the second, no score. This is Central High School of Clay County Lady Volunteer Softball hosting the Horseshoe Bend Lady Generals. Carl fouled that one off into her leg. And the count will be even at 1-1.
Warm day today.
It definitely
here.
Is a warm day. A little threat of rain, but should be after this this game's long over. And there's a change up. It'll fall short. 2-1.
Yeah, I think we have thunderstorm chances maybe for the next several days in our area here.
Yeah, talking to overhearing some discussion here with the Horseshoe Bend General coach. They've got a few players injured, and they're playing some different personnel out there today. Three and one's the count here, two away. Carr, good hard line drive between third base and shortstop for the first base hit of the afternoon for either team.
Yeah, she dialed in and hit that one right on the button right there between that gap. And first hit, as you said, of the day.
That'll bring Lily McCain to the plate, the second baseman for the Lady Vols. Looking to get something going here with two outs in the bottom half of the first. Runners on the move is Carr, and she is going to be thrown out. Very late jump, looked almost like a delayed steal, and she's going to be thrown out on her way to second for out number three, and that'll take us to the top half of the second. We'll take a break right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Getting a loan from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is so easy, anyone can do it. Is it that right, Charlie? Whether you need a personal loan, home equity loan, auto loan, or credit card, you can easily apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or through our apps. Sign your forms online and save yourself a trip to the branch. Now that will make your tail wag. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS ID 464059.
Hello, I'm Lucas Browning, the Energy Services Representative at Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, here to help you keep those energy bills cool this summer. Keep your air conditioner set around 78 degrees and consider bumping it higher when leaving home for the day. Also, keep window coverings like blinds closed on extremely hot days to keep the heat from entering your home. It makes a world of difference. Need more tips? Visit CoosaValleyEC.com today. That is CoosaValleyEC.com.
Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine serves the greater Coosa Valley and East Central Alabama area. Dr. Anthony Trapiano and his team at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine focus on orthopedic care and sports medicine, offering treatment for various conditions related to bones, joints, and muscles. With a commitment to comprehensive care, Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine supports individuals with medical needs related to orthopedic health. More information is online at cbhelp.net.
Welcome you back here to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network for Lady Vols Softball Live from Central High School of Clay County. We move into the top half of the second. No score here as the Volunteers are hosting the Horseshoe Bend Generals here in the last home game of the season on a warm April afternoon. Chloe Morris in the circle today for the Lady Vols as we move into the top half of the second. Coach, you go back. Carr had a big hit there with two outs, but then got caught stealing. Looked like maybe some miscommunication there. There's a swing and a miss at 1-2.
Well, and the batter now, Mary Grace Jones, was the catcher, and she made a strong throw down there. And that, whatever that miscommunication was, Mary Grace threw her out with plenty to spare.
And she strikes out looking on a big changeup there. Great changeup for Chloe Morris, which is key to her pitching arsenal. When she's got that changeup working, she's hard to connect with, and that was a great one right there. Paisley Sharp will come to the mound, or come to the plate for the Generals. One away here, top half of the first, no score. As the ball popped out in right field, Coburn will come up, call, and make the catch easily there for out number two. Things moving pretty quickly so far here this afternoon as we're already two outs in the top half of the second.
Yeah, right now, Chloe Morris having her way through the first time through the batting order here. Right now, she's getting some information from the dugout. Don't know what that could be. Her and the catcher both have their armbands with their numbers on it.
There's a ball taken inside. Carolina Tidwell up to the plate here for the Generals. The ground ball to short. Wesley a field and come up throwing for out number three. And again, none left on, none across the plate for the Generals. We'll go to the bottom half of the second. No score right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District, natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
Springtime is around the corner. Time to light up the grills and start the smokers. Ground beef boxes, hamburger patties, steaks and pork chops for the grill, and brisket for your smoker. Grown on the farm at Blair Family Farm and Market. Also, now available, all natural beef tallow produced from the Blair Farm calves. No preservatives, no antibiotics. Blair Family Farm and Market is located at 1015 Blair Road, Ashland. Open Wednesday and Thursday, 1 to 6. Friday and Saturday, 9 to 6. Blair Family Farm and Market is the official farm-to-table meat provider of the Clay Central Sports Network and proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
Coosa Valley Wound Care Center offers specialized medical care for wound management. Nurse practitioner Quincy Leach and his team at Coosa Valley Wound Care Center is equipped with advanced resources to address a range of wound types and provides comprehensive care aimed at promoting healing and recovery. Located in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Wound Care Center is integrated into the larger Coosa Valley Health Network, which delivers a range of health services to local communities. Additional details are available online at cvhelp.net.
As we come right, Lily McCain comes back to the plate. She was at the up the bat, and she will fly out on the first pitch out to right field for out number one.
That's the second time we've seen a ball hit the opposite way. Don't know if the Vols hitters are off in their timing right now or if they're trying to hit to the opposite way.
That'll bring Addie Wesley to the plate. Wesley pulls one foul down the third baseline. She answered your call there, Coach. Right,
yeah, she answered it. They're not trying to hit the opposite.
Yeah, and she pulls one.
Addison's not in it. Addie's not.
Addie fouls one right into the visitor dugout fence there. 0-1. There's a ball slips out of the pitcher's hand. Marley Trapp even to count at 1-1.
You know, the Volunteers trying to come off a game last Thursday where they were limited to just three base hits, looking to get the offense going today.
There's a big swing and a miss for strike two. 1-2's the count, one away here, bottom half of the second. No score here from Central High School of Clay County as the Lady Vols softball team is hosting the Horseshoe Bend Lady Generals. Trapp gets her on another changeup and strikes her out. For out number two, and quickly two away, that'll bring Camden Presley, the Lady Vol left fielder, to the plate.
Yeah, Vol's looking to put the ball in play.
With one hit, but she still, way it's worked out, Coach, she still faced the minimum so far as the hit was thrown out stealing for the third out of the inning in the last inning. There's a swing and a miss by Presley.
And she's doing a lot of off-speed, throwing a lot of off-speed pitches out there.
And Presley, big cut, and another swing and a miss. 0-2. Trapp, sophomore pitcher. Right now mixing her pitches up well. She tries to get her to chase something up in the zone. Presley lays off of that, now to run the count to 1-2. Chrissy fouls that one, just fouled, just out about a foot foul out past the third base there, and she'll come back with a 1-2 count. This is Rusty Tutter, Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Herron, and Heath Stroud here. Heath working on the streaming, and he's working hard over there too, by the
way.
Yeah,
Heath has a tough job.
It seems that way, doesn't it? There's a ball up in the zone, 2-2.
And looking at this Horseshoe Bend roster, only one senior listed on their roster. That would be Addie Colley, who is an infielder, not in the game today, but they're loaded with sophomores.
There's a ball hit shallow. Shortstop goes back, makes a good play. That's Lily Moss. And that's for out number three. The Vols strand none and score none. We'll move to the top half of the third right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. No score, live from Central High School of Clay County.
Being first sounds good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO for First Bank of Alabama. For over 176 years, we've been proudly serving our communities with trust, integrity, and personalized banking, putting the important things first, whether it's helping families buy their first home or supporting local businesses. Our mission is to be your financial partner through every stage of life. We're here for you today and tomorrow. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Radio Alabama Foundation is sponsored by loyal listeners and by First Capital Insurance in Lineville. Are you looking for peace of mind? At First Capital Insurance, we've got you covered. From your home to your car to your business to life insurance, we offer tailored coverage that fits your needs and budget. Our expert team is here to guide you through every step, ensuring that you get the protection that you deserve. First Capital Insurance, located at 575 College Street in Lineville. Their phone number is 256-396-2131. With First Capital Insurance, you're not just a policy number, you're family.
Welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9, Lady Vol softball live from Central High School of Clay County. Chloe Morris comes back out in the circle for the Vols as we move to the top half of the third. No score here in this softball game here this afternoon. First pitch from Morris is up in the zone. No score here moving in the top half of the third. Coming to the plate, Alyssa Foreman.
The crowd continues to build here at the Volunteer Softball Park.
There's a strike on the outside part, 1-1. Well, Coach, it's an early start, and then we got an early start to an early start. And as we started about 5 or 10 minutes early, so
plus school's out and not a lot of kids around.
Yeah, it kind of changes the atmosphere a little bit. 2-1. You know, I'm not sure, Coach, but I know the Vols played Horseshoe Bend over in Lima for the tournament that they hosted over there earlier in the year. Now, Horseshoe Bend coming out champions of the volunteer tournament over there on that Saturday about a month or so ago, whenever that was.
How many teams were in that tournament? Do you recall?
Four.
Okay, double elimination.
No, they played a round robin. She strikes her out on the changeup. Actually, they played a round robin.
Okay.
And everybody played all the time, and then they just awarded the champion to the best record. And Horseshoe Bend went undefeated in that tournament, 3-0.
Well, Morris just slipped an off-speed breaking pitch past Sharp for a call third strike.
That'll bring Hunter Harper to the plate, and she takes ball one.
Who have you got? I've got Tidwell in the 6-hole. Wait a minute.
We ain't in the 6-hole, Coach. We in the 8-hole.
I'm in the wrong inning.
It's moving fast. It is moving fast. It's a fast-moving game.
It caught me so bad. I mean, I'm over in the other inning.
Harper Hunter, he's still trying to be in the second. It's ball up in the zone. 3-0. Here's the count on number 3, Harper Hunter.
I tell you, the way this game's moving, the lights probably won't be turned on today.
Well, I would hope not, Coach. My goodness, it's 3 o'clock.
It's just now time is supposed to be starting.
Just so you know, if I have to turn the lights on, I'll come back, Aaron.
Okay, Taylor.
Just so you know, since that was brought up.
We'll make a note of that. If the lights come on, Taylor, we'll be back.
Y'all will be back. There's one fouled away. So he's used to doing these baseball games that's long and drawn out. It's a little bit different.
Yeah,
full count, Morris coming back after.
Softball definitely moves at a faster pace than baseball.
She walks, or that one's inside. Second walk of the day for Morris. The first one, they doubled off at first. That'll bring the 9-hole, but actually the pitcher, Marley Trout, to the plate. Trout squares the bunt and lays it down. Morris come up, fielder position, make a good throw, but first they throw behind her. Had her off the base, but I think that was a good sacrifice bunt, but they still almost doubled them off, Coach, down at second after she rounded the base.
Yeah, she rounded and went a little too far, and Addie got the throw from the first baseman down there and wasn't aware of where the runner was. Could have been a tag and a put out.
There's a ball up in the zone. Back to the top of the order here, Lily Moss.
But a great sacrifice put down by Marley Trout.
Moved the runner over, but there is two away here. First runner in scoring position by either team. There's one fouled up. It'll be just off the top of the net here. And even a count at 1-1. Moss is a young lady that she grounded out in the first, the third, Coach. But she's been making a lot of plays there at short for the Generals.
Yeah, she made one running play towards the left field line.
There's another one fouled straight back. A lot of movement on that pitch there by Morris. Count 1-2. We're in the top half of the third. No score here. Lady Horseshoe Bend Generals with a runner down at second base here in scoring position. There's a weak ground ball hit back to the pitcher. Morris will come up, field it with a bare hand just as she should, and comes up and throws her out for out number 3. One left on for the Generals. No runs across the plate. We'll go to the bottom half of the third, no score here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network and Volunteer Softball live from Central High School of Clay County.
Tires are an investment, and you can extend the life of your tires with proper alignment. Highway 9 Tire in Lineville now has a calibrated four-post alignment rack for front and rear alignments. This all-new alignment rack works on the newest models and even the antique cars. The phone number for Highway 9 Tire is 256-396-3040. They also offer a full-time mechanic to keep you rolling down the road. Highway 9 Tire is also your local Exmark dealer and is proud to support Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
Legal troubles got you down? Whether it's a DUI, a divorce, juvenile matters, real estate closings, civil lawsuits, or estate planning, the Law Office of Tyler Sims brings experience, compassion, and results to your legal battles, helping you navigate life's toughest challenges. Phone 256-396-2182 or online at sims.law. The Law Office of Tyler Sims, the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We welcome you back here in bottom half of the third. Up the bat here for the Lady Vols will be first baseman Ainsley Giddens, and she takes the first pitch in there for a strike.
I was right at you.
It hit the computer somehow.
It sure did. That net's got some give.
We might do just a touch too close.
That net does have a lot of give.
That baby hit right on the top of that computer.
Well, as long as we're on the air, we're good.
Well, we don't know if we are or not. We ain't got no way of knowing that right now.
Check it and see. We got them checking over here to see if we're still there.
It knocked their internet box.
A lot of give in that net.
I mean, we're a long ways away from it, but it flat made it back here. But it was a direct blow right at it, buddy.
That thing ain't tight. It's rolling.
Thank you.
You're still there.
Good two and two's the count here.
Good faithful listeners right here.
Bottom half of the third. Gins the swing at one up in the zone for out number one in a strike out there. That'll bring Annalisa Harris to the plate. Harris, the designated player today for the Lady Vols.
I think right now Trapp out there has the volunteer hitters kind of out of sync with the changing speeds on all her pitches.
Annalisa swings at a pitch kind of down and in, but she fouls it off.
Trying to get something going here in the third. It's been a fast-moving game. Only one base runner for the balls, and she was erased on a steal attempt.
Her strike two taken by Annalisa. Annalisa quickly in a hole, 0-2. There's a hard hit ground ball right to the second baseman. She bobbles it, but to come up and throw Annalisa out at first. And that'll bring Chloe Morris, the pitcher, up the bat. Right now, this thing rolling along here. We're in the bottom half of the third and two away here, and it's just 3:20.
We'll be through by four.
At this pace, well.
That is possible.
Well, it's the way it's been rolling, it is. The ball up in the zone, 1-0.
This Chloe will complete the first time through the lineup for the Volunteers, and we're at the end of the third inning.
Chloe takes one waist high, even in counting 1-1. Morris pops one up on infield in foul territory. First baseman to go over and squeeze it for out number three. And that'll finish three. No score here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. We'll move to the top of fourth. Right here is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Williams, Coach Chris Herron, and Heath Stroud. Follow along with us when we come back.
Classic Country 90.9 relies on the support from area businesses like Honey's Cafe, formerly Miss Anita's Family Restaurant. Honey's offers a daily hot bar featuring Southern-style cooking. They feature a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and catfish, as well as chicken and shrimp plates. They offer catering services and a large dining room for special events. Open Sunday through Friday from 10:30 until 2. Their phone number is 256-396-9101. Honey's Cafe, 60 Park South in Lineville.
If you're in the market for a new vehicle, you want selection, not to be limited to a particular make or model. And that's why Hill Auto Sales features, well, basically a selection of Chevy, Ford, Kia, and Honda automobiles. We're all different, but we know what we like. Located on the Hill in Lineville, Hill Auto Sales is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. The rocking chairs and the selection await you at Hill Auto Sales. Proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here in the Classic Country 90.9 for volunteer softball as we move into the top half of the fourth. No scores. Central High School of Clay County Lady Vols softball team is hosting the Horseshoe Bend Lady Generals here in the last home softball game of the season here for the Lady Vols. Chloe Morris in the circle and a good pitch that there that swung on and missed. Right now, a lot of movement being shown so far by Chloe Morris up to the plate. Is a two-hole hitter that walked. That's Madison Smith.
General sending 2, 3, and 4 out here in the fourth to face Chloe.
There's a weak ground ball. Giddens will come up. Good play over second baseman. Lily McCain comes over, covers first, and she pitches it to her. That's a good play, good movement there on the infield for out number one.
And how many 3-4 plays do you see on a normal ground ball?
Not even on a bunt, on a normal ground ball. That'll bring Kara Mae Davis to the plate, and there's a strike in there by Morris.
She continues to hound general hitters with off-speed pitches.
Both pitchers doing a lot of that, Coach, on both sides this afternoon. The ball up in the zone, even count it 1-1, one away here, top half of the fourth. No score. If you're just down joining us, you're listening to Volunteer Softball. There's another pitch. Chloe even got a little smile out of that one. That ball had enough movement and broke off the plate.
Yeah, she threw it far enough out of the strike zone that
started over the plate, though.
Smith couldn't even reach it with the end of her bat.
1-2 counts. Pitch is fouled back into the net. We'll stay at 1-2 here, one away. It's Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Aaron, and he's Stroud.
Full crew on hand today.
Well, I'm not minding that cloud over there that found itself right over the sun, are y'all?
No, it's enjoyable.
There's a ground ball. Carr come over to bounce off. Kind of took an odd hop there for Carr. An upper arm. Just a tough look there. Carr had a good angle on it. And you want your third baseman fielding that, Coach. And it just kind of.
And I think I'm going to charge an error on that play. It was a play that could have been made.
The ball inside.
And when you do that, you're penalizing the fielder and the batter.
And the batter, that's right. Mary Grace Jones up the bat now for the Generals.
Mary Grace took a call third strike back in the second inning. Generals still looking for a hit. I shouldn't have said that, I don't guess.
There's a ground ball. Carr over at third. She makes a good play. Her only plays at first. She'll go across the diamond for out number two. That will move the runner there, Davis, down the second. But a good ground out and a good play there by Lakeland Carr.
Yeah, Lakeland had a good strong throw from back deep behind third base on that play. Now we're at a crucial situation with two outs and that runner down there in scoring position.
Paisley Sharp. Comes up, there's another ground ball hit to Carr. Carr makes a stop, makes the throw for out number three. Good job there by Carr, and that ends the inning, leaves the threat down at second base. The General strand one at second, Their second inning in a row, they stranded a run down at second. We'll move to the bottom half of the first. No score here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
From sleek modern kitchens to timeless classic styles, Integrity Cabinets has the perfect solution for every home. Their custom cabinets are designed to fit unique needs and taste, ensuring every detail is perfect. Integrity Cabinets, where quality meets integrity, building something amazing together. The phone number is 256-354-1431, and their website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets, sponsoring the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
When you shop at Piggly Wiggly, you're not just another customer. You're like one of the family. We pride ourselves on giving you personal service every time you walk through our doors. Whether it's helping you find the freshest produce, offering personalized shopping advice, or carrying your bags to the car, we're here to make your grocery experience as easy and enjoyable as possible. Friendly faces, helpful staff, and a shopping experience that's tailored just for you. That's the Piggly Wiggly promise. Piggly Wiggly is proud to bring you local radio on the Radio Alabama Foundation.
We welcome you back here to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Lady Vols will be back to the top of the order here with Sarai Coburn batting leadoff. Coburn attempts a bunt. She's down the line, and the throw sails over her head, and Coburn's on her wheels down the second. I'll tell you what, Coach. It's a good thing it's not me coaching that horseshoe bend.
What would you do?
I would be complaining about interference. See how far inside the line she was running?
But it had no bearing on the play.
How do you prove that to me? You wouldn't prove it to me. She shielded my first baseman from being able to see the throw. There's the ball hit out to center field deep. Camping under it. Coburn will tag and move up to third. That deep ball there by Sakara Lopez. I'm not saying I'd get anything done, but you could have argued it for sure. She was 6 or 8 foot inside the – I mean, she was way inside the foul line.
Well, in the meantime
– Did you give her a hit or did you – that's what –
No,
what,
I gave her a throwing error.
Okay.
And she's charged with one error, but it allowed that one error allowed that runner to get two bases. And now she's moved to third on the fly ball.
Lakeland Clark. Back-to-back hits, and this one's going to be for an RBI. Same place. Cars. That one was a little more C&I one, Coach, as it found its way between the third baseman and shortstop, and the Lady Vols lead 1-0 here in the bottom half of the fourth.
Yeah, Carr 2-for-2 now with an RBI, plus she's made several good plays defensively.
One away here. That'll bring Lily McKean. I'm going to say Carr's not stealing on the first pitch right here.
You going to say she's not?
Yeah, she was thrown out.
I don't know. She was moving.
I think she was moving on the bunt. She wouldn't broke out like she was stealing. Bunt goes foul.
The danger of what she did is if the batter were to pop that bunt up, then she would be doubled off. But
that's on the batter then. She squares the bunt again, pulls back, and takes that ball for
right
one
now,
and one's a count, one
right,
away.
Right now, the Volunteers trying to put some pressure on the general defense. A lot of movement going on when she squares the bunt.
She puts down a perfect bunt, and there's no play. And Carr's almost able to go to third. I think if Carr would have realized and been really, really rolling, nobody was covering third. But you got to get – that's a hit by McCain, a bunt hit.
Yeah, Lily McCain, that's a bunt hit, and she put just – she softened it just enough that it took the pitcher so long to get to it, she had no throw.
Wesley come to the plate. Wesley a strikeout victim. Her first attempt, West of the shortstop for the Lady Vols.
Golden opportunity right here for the Volunteers, two on, one out.
Runners at first and second, one away, and another bunt by Wesley is fouled back.
Hattie needs to be careful there because she may have stepped over the plate attempting to bunt that.
There's a lot to keep eye on in softball that don't happen as often in baseball. There's Wesley, bunt, almost a great bunt, but it's going to kick foul on the spin. It hit fair, but kicked straight foul when it hit. You would think she'd be swinging away here, Coach, with two strikes.
Well, you would think, but you never know.
Again, in softball, it's played a little different. Ball's lead 1-0 here, but a chance to tack on some more as we've got runners at first and second with just one out. The ball taken away, 1-2's the count.
I'll tell you what, the third baseman is not taking any chance, and she's up inside the bag there.
There's a hard hit ground ball to the third baseman. Third baseman will just take it to third for out number two. Ball hit really hard. That'll bring Camden Presley to the plate. She flew out in her first at bat.
Yeah, Addie Wesley now at first on the fielder's choice, and Lily McCain moves over to second. Now it's going to take a two-out hit for more runs here.
There's a ball hit to short. And a good stretch and dig over there by the first baseman for out number three, but not before the Volunteers put the first run on the board and take the lead here in the bottom half of the fourth. Lady Vols lead 1-0 over the Horseshoe Bend Generals right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Legal troubles got you down? Whether it's a DUI, a divorce, juvenile matters, real estate closings, civil lawsuits, or estate planning, the Law Office of Tyler Sims brings experience, compassion, and results to your legal battles, helping you navigate life's toughest challenges. Phone 256-396-2182 or online at sims.law. The Law Office of Tyler Sims, the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
In business since 2012, Poultry South specializes in helping buy or sell poultry farms. The Poultry South team understands the unique needs of their customers, and PoultrySouth.com is now the go-to web portal for poultry farms for sale in Alabama, Georgia, and throughout the Southeast. The website is PoultrySouth.com. The Poultry South team at Southeastern Land Group is proud to support local radio on Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
Welcome you back here. We move into the top half of the fifth. Lady Vols, this game is rolling along here at 3:30, and the Lady Vols lead 1-0. And we're already in the fifth inning, Coach.
We are.
There's a ground ball foul.
And I see one defensive change for the Volunteers. Annalisa Harris has come in at second base. And I suppose Lily McCain would move to be the designated player in this case. Both would still be in their normal spot in the batting order.
There's also a change out in right field, Coach. We've got other changes. Volunteers got number four out in right field. I don't have a number four. Ain't that number four?
No, I don't have one.
So a couple of changes going on here. The ball popped up over in foul territory and unable to make the catch over there. Almost right at the fence was Ainsley Giddens, but it just couldn't squeeze it as she made contact with the fence.
Yeah, she had about a half a step left before she would have crashed into the fence, and the ball actually hit in her glove, but she was kind of hesitant about finishing that play because of the fence.
There's a line drive out to the center left field, and a great catch by the left fielder over. That's number six making a great catch right off of her shoe tops, Coach Camden Presley.
Yeah, that was a terrific play right there. And as you said, off her shoe tops and had to dive forward for it.
That'll bring Alyssa Foreman to the plate. She struck out looking in her last attempt. Quick strike there by Chloe Morris. That ball was hit pretty good, too, out to Presley in left field. There's a swing and a miss. A lot of movement today by Chloe Morris, and 0-2 is Foreman.
Foreman took a third strike back in the third inning.
There's a ball popped up shallow right field, going over to make the catch is Annalisa Harris for out number two.
Yeah, Annalisa moving back on that, got squared up and made the catch.
Harper Hunter, that walked her last at bat, will come to the plate for the Lady Generals.
Right now,
I'm pretty sure that's Bailey James out in right field. Bailey's a senior, isn't she?
She's a senior.
I'm pretty sure that's Bailey out in right field.
Her number's listed as 5.
But the ball up in the zone. So I'm not sure how all the substitutions is. We'll just have to watch as they come to bat, Coach. The ball up in the zone here on Harper Hunter.
Going 3-0 now on Hunter, and first 3-0 count I can remember in this game.
And she walked her on 4 straight pitches. Hunter's walked back-to-back at bats.
She has. Good eye. Now the general pitcher, Marley Trapp, steps in with 2 out. Local official here behind the plate today.
Didn't have too far to go.
Chuck Caldwell, we're talking about. Veteran softball umpire.
Veteran official all the way around. Coach.
Yeah, he calls others. He calls basketball as well.
We're at 2 outs here in the top half of the 5th. Lady Balls lead 1-0. There's a weakly hit ground ball, fly ball that's going to drop for a base hit. Just over the pitcher's head and just short of the shortstop. That looks like Bones' pitching wedge shot there onto the green.
Yeah, it was hit in such a way that the pitcher couldn't get it, the shortstop and second baseman, neither one can get to it. It's an unusual base hit, but that's what it is, and that's their first hit of this game. Comes on account of a bloop play, you would say.
For sure.
Now with the leadoff man, they're threatening with 2 on and the 2 out.
And there's a base hit down the third baseline. This could be a big play here. Presley goes over, and that's going to score the tying run. 1-1 is number three. The walk victim comes in to score a double down the left field line by Trout.
Well, that shows you the 2-out walk comes back to haunt, Chloe. That 2-out walk ends up scoring the tying run.
There's a strike taken. Waist high right down the middle by number 14. All right, it was actually the leadoff batter just hit, wasn't it? Lily Moss.
Yeah, this is the second batter in the lineup, Madison Smith.
Trapp had the little single, the bloop single. Coach, you go back to that, a walk and then just a very much a bloop single, and you see where you end up. There's a second strike in there by Morris. Back-to-back hits, but that bloop was just a – we could try to throw it to that spot and probably couldn't get it to fall.
It would be hard to pitch it up and make it hit there.
There's a ground ball hit to the left. Lakeland Carr comes up, makes a good play for out number three, but not before the Horseshoe Bengals Generals plate one and tie the score at one here as we move into the bottom half of the fifth on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
A brisket biscuit. It's more than a tongue twister. It's a taste bud pleaser. Sassy's Convenience Store in Lineville features smoked brisket as one of their many breakfast items. Sassy's also has bacon, ham, pork chop, and sausage biscuits, and you can even add egg and cheese to any of them. They also have homemade gravy biscuits. Located at 88785 Highway 9 in Lineville, Sassy's is a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
Sarah Honda, Nissan, and Ford of Sylacauga, located on Highway 280 in Sylacauga, serve Clay, Tallapoosa, Talladega, and Coosa counties, as well as the entire Coosa Valley. The dealerships provide a range of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, including Honda, Nissan, and Ford models, backed by the Sarah Promise. The Sarah Promise includes a commitment to quality service and a lifetime powertrain warranty on vehicles. Sarah Honda, Nissan, and Ford of Sylacauga. Inventory and information about the Sarah Promise online at sarah280.com.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
As we welcome you back quickly, a hard hit, base hit out to right field there by number 24, Ainsley Giddens. And the Lady Vols start off this bottom half of the fifth in a good way after giving up one run to tie the score in the top half.
This would be a good spot. Alyssa Harris up. She looked like she was going to lay one down.
The ball is... Wild pitch there, Coach, is going to move the base runner down to second and in scoring position with nobody out. Great opportunity right here for the Lady Vols.
And Lisa grounded out her first at bat.
And a good bunt laid down by Harris, and she's going to beat
it
out.
She's off.
Well, she beat it out. It didn't matter if she was off or not. She had beaten it the first. And now we got them first and third with nobody out.
And she did that again just enough to where they couldn't get to it quick enough to make a good throw.
Yeah, you about got to give your granddaughter a hit on that one,
I'm going to give her a hit.
Because I don't know how she could have got rid of it any quicker. That's going to bring Chloe Morris to the plate. Chloe flew out her first attempt. We'll take a deep fly right now. Harris is going to go on down to second with no throw. And now the Vols with nobody out and two runners in scoring position. The pitcher up the bat, Chloe Morris.
Yeah, the pitcher's up, and then after that, we go back to the top of the order. So this is a great opportunity here for the Volunteers.
There's a ball taken 2-0. As we see over in the on-deck circle, Coburn is over there, which, you know, we was trying to figure out how the substitutions might be, but maybe Coburn has re-entered. I'm not sure. We'll see. There's 3-0, and you'd think Morris is probably taking all the way here with nobody out.
Yeah, Coach Giddens gave her the one signal, which means I'm guessing take one.
I'm going to tell you what, Coach, if I was coaching, there ain't no signal for that one. There ain't but one option unless I got to – I never coached anybody good enough to hit with a 3-0 count.
I would, in certain times, I might give somebody the green light.
Morris has hit one deep to left field, plenty deep enough to score the run. It will be caught. And Alyssa Harris is going to get over to third there. Kind of avoids the tag on the run, and the Lady Balls regain the lead on the sacrifice fly by Chloe Morris.
Yeah, she'll get a sack on that, and it won't cost her a time at bat. As Ainsley Giddens tags up and easily scores the go-ahead run, and Annalisa Harris really flirting with danger, trying to move from second to third on that, but did make it.
Annalisa, I tell you, it was close over there, wasn't it, Coach? But
it
the
was.
Tag was never applied.
That's tough to move from second to third on a fly out to left.
And Coburn's going to be hit by the pitch.
And now I'm guessing she'll move to second on the first pitch, and so the Vols are set up again.
And Lopez with a deep fly ball, her last at bat. Moved a runner over.
Yeah, Lopez has popped up to short and flied out to center field today.
She comes out swinging. That ball's popped up over. Foul. Is Coburn was stealing, but
I think Lopez was supposed to have taken that.
I'm pretty confident she was.
That could have turned into a double play.
And I think Coburn wasn't even listening for contact because she was expecting her to be taken. That could have been an in-and-ending mistake. There's a ball up in the zone. They'll let Coburn ease down a second. Now Lopez has got him where she wants him here. Two runners in scoring position, one away. See if the Lady Vols can tack on some insurance here in the bottom half of the fifth. It's a hard-hit ground ball just outside the third base foul.
Yeah, she got around real good on it and pulled it, but it was a good 5 or 6 feet outside the line.
Great opportunity here for the Lady Vols. They've already regained the lead, but searching for a lot more here with this opportunity. It's a ball down in the dirt, 2-2. And she takes one, painting outside corner. Got to come out swinging there, Coach. You got to be a little more aggressive there with two strikes on you.
Yeah, with two strikes, you can't take one that close. Now
Carr needs a hit, which Carr's had two of them today.
Yeah, she's 2-for-2, but she needs a big two-out hit here. You know, a lot of times it's when you get those hits that count more.
This one, she hits right back to the pitcher. Pitcher will make a throw over at first. Carr hustles down, but it'll be for out number three. Volunteers leave two stranded. Great opportunity there, but they do regain the lead at 2-1 as we move into the top half of the sixth. Right here on the Southern Union State Community College, Clay Central Sports Network.
Hey, Vols fans, you know, Classic Country 90.9 is a non-commercial radio station, which means we can't air regular advertising that contains calls to action or language suggesting you should purchase something, meaning we have to state more facts rather than use a lot of adjectives and verbs to convey messages. Even what you're hearing right now isn't considered an advertisement. It's a message, and this message is clear. Toyota of Sylacauga, work the drive and they'll prove it. We can say that because it's their tagline. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
A good coach will tell you that defense wins championships. When it comes to flu season, a good defense can help keep the flu from invading your home. The drugstore now features grab-and-go flu defense kits with essential flu meds and supplies. Have a college student in your home? These are perfect for taking back to school. The phone number to the drugstore is 256-354-3784. Located next to the Clay County Hospital, where your health is their main concern. The drugstore, proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
We welcome you back here to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. New pitcher in the circle for the Lady Vols. That'll be Lauren Reed coming in to hopefully pick these last two innings for the Lady Vols.
We saw the Volunteers do this last week in the 2-1 win over Briarwood. Reed came in and got the save at the end.
Kara Mae Davis to the plate. She reached on the area and lined out in the first inning. Lined into a double play, actually. She takes that one on the outside. One and one's a count here.
Yeah, looking back, the Volunteers really let a golden opportunity go by with those runners on base. Each team has left four runners on base this game. And that shows you, with no more base runners than that out there, why the game has moved so quick.
And it's a 2-1 ball lead here in the top half of the sixth. And we've been going less than an hour.
We have. But you never know.
You never know, Coach.
A lot of times you see games like this.
These last two could take longer than the first five.
And it ends up going more than seven as well.
There's a ball fouled on the right field line. Good cut there by Davies, just a little late. Reed delivers, and it's foul tipped in through the mitt of McCain there. She almost caught that, and it was hit hard right back into her mitt.
Yeah, if she hadn't held on, it would have been an out.
She gets her with a strikeout, though, blows one by her, and that's a big out right there to start her pitching duties today. That'll bring Mary Grace Jones, is struck out and grounded out so far today. Morris, let's go back, Coach, before we get away from it. Morris done an excellent job of pitching those five innings.
She absolutely did, and faced the minimum in the first two innings, and she was responsible for both hits and the run in her fifth inning of pitching. But did a good job keeping them off balance and setting things up for Reed to come in here and try to get a save. Chloe would be the winning pitcher if the Volunteers hang on here. I think Reed throws a little bit harder than Chloe does, which could affect the timing even more of these general batters.
There's a swing and a miss up in the zone. Count even at 2-2. And gets her for the back-to-back strikeouts there. And we'll go to Paisley Sharp, who has flew out and grounded out.
She just absolutely overpowered both of these hitters here in the sixth inning.
There's a ball just a little bit low there, taken for ball one. All fouled away here.
All the hitters this inning have been late hitting the ball to the opposite way, but a couple of hard fouls that way. But it just shows you the change in the speed that they're used to seeing, and now all of a sudden Reed comes in throwing harder. They don't have their timing down yet.
This ball up in the zone. One and one's a count. Two away here. Top half of the sixth. Lady Vols leading 2-1. And she blows one by her for 1-2. Tell you that Poultry South pitching change, it happened there in the start this inning is really making a difference, Coach. I mean, Morris had pitched really well, but they were starting to get a little bit of a feel for Morris. And then you bring in a little bit of change of speeds. And right now, the general's struggling. Two strikeouts so far. Let's see if Reed – I believe that's what she did last week against Briarwood, Coach. I believe she had – when she came in, she struck out the side.
She did in the seventh, struck out three.
Right now, one strike away from striking out the side here. And that one just up, just a touch. Couldn't get her to chase, and the count's full.
And when she's missing, she's up. She needs to get it down just a tad.
Reed strikes her out looking, and we talked her right into it, Coach. She struck her out looking and strikes out the side. We'll move to the bottom of the sixth as the Vols look to get a little insurance as they lead 2-1 here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
This is Rusty Taylor, the voice of the Volunteers, and I got myself a heel deal.
Hi, this is Coach Jerry Weems. I found myself a heel of a deal at Heel Auto Sales in Lineville.
This is Coach Chris Herron, and I got myself a heel deal at Heel Auto Sales.
Located downtown Lineville, Heel Auto Sales is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Heel Auto Sales, a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
In business since 2012, Poultry South specializes in helping buy or sell poultry farms. The Poultry South team understands the unique needs of their customers, and PoultrySouth.com is now the go-to web portal for poultry farms for sale in Alabama, Georgia, and throughout the Southeast. The website is PoultrySouth.com. The Poultry South team at Southeastern Land Group is proud to support local radio on Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
At Piggly Wiggly, we've been bringing you top-quality groceries for decades. From farm-fresh produce and premium meats to your favorite snacks and everyday essentials, we've got everything you need and more. Now featuring a deli filled with fresh meats and vegetables, Piggly Wiggly in Ashland and Lineville is your full-service grocery store. Located just off the Ashland Square and on the hill in Lineville, Piggly Wiggly is truly down home, down the street. Piggly Wiggly, proud to sponsor local radio on Radio Alabama.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back. McCain comes out and flies out. Another good play there by the shortstop, but a quick one pitch, one out here in the bottom half of the Honey sixth inning.
Volunteers looking to add a little insurance here.
Coach Herron looking at me over there. He's awake. He's awake. I didn't know, but he's awake. He is here. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Herron, and he Stroud. Coach Herron just waiting in the bullpen. But I'm going to tell you what, he may not be needed the way things are rolling around. He's been needed. You are needed, Coach.
Hey, I'm just, you know, I'm here to serve if called on.
Well, I mean, you brought chairs and you brought them folding.
I'm pulling for you to finish this baby out, Taylor.
I tell you, she's rolling, ain't she? There's one popped up at second base, going to stay on the infield and be caught for out number two. You almost get the feeling that, my goodness, things have went so fast. Something's got to go astray here at some point, don't you?
Well,
it's going to have to hurry up.
We keep waiting on it. The Generals will have one more chance.
Camden Presley comes to the plate, and she's wanting to tack on another insurance run here for the Lady Vols. Presley with a base hit under the outstretched glove there, the third baseman, and she's over at first there after the single. It'll bring Ainsley Giddens to the plate. Giddens had a big single her last at bat.
Sixth base hit of the day for the Volunteers. They've doubled what they did in the last game when they had three against Briarwood Christian.
There's a ball hit hard out to left field. Left fielder's got a bead on it and makes the catch. on the line out to left field. We'll move to the seventh. Lady Vols looking, clinging to a one-run lead here on the Southern Union State Community College, Clay Central Sports Network.
Atkinson Homes offers energy-efficient homes built by Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier with options ranging from 3 to 5 bedrooms, including tiny homes. All homes come with brand-new name-brand appliances, air and heat pump installation, and a 1-year warranty. Atkinson Homes has received best customer service and top-notch dealer awards from the Alabama Manufactured Housing Commission. Financing options include home loans, FHA loans, VA loans, and land and home packages. Delivery, setup, and trim out are completed to code. Atkinson Homes is located in Childersburg across from Cadence Bank, online at atkinsonhomes.net.
Legal troubles got you down? Whether it's a DUI, a divorce, juvenile matters, real estate closings, civil lawsuits, or estate planning, the law office of Tyler Sims brings experience, compassion, and results to your legal battles, helping you navigate life's toughest challenges. Phone 256-396-2182 or online at sims.law. The Law Office of Tyler Sims, the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, Coach, here we go. We move into the top half of the seventh. The Volunteers just need to get 3 outs.
And as we move to the seventh, the Generals will have 6, 7, and 8 up there. And the key one to get is this first batter.
There's a ball taken outside. Number 20, Carolina Tidwell, comes to the plate. She's grounded out and lined out so far today. She takes ball one. And ball two down in the zone.
Well, you're looking for Reed to throw one in the strike zone on this pitch. And Tidwell is looking for that as well.
And she gets one on the inside part. It's 2-1.
See if Reed can battle back here after falling behind 2-0.
There's a ground ball, first base. It's foul. Giddens fielded it, but it was foul. And that'll run the count at 2-2. Hard hit ground ball there by Tidwell.
And again, when they do make contact, it's always to the opposite side. They're hitting late.
There's a ground ball right to Giddens, and she's just able to field it. Make one step over the bag, and that's the first out of the inning, Coach, as you said. Lots of times that's the most important one. That'll bring Alyssa Foreman to the plate. She struck out looking and flew out so far today.
Yeah, that first one's the most important, but the second and third are the hardest to get.
There's a ball up in the zone just a little bit. You can tell the Volunteer fans and coaches, staff, and players are getting a little itchy, living a little bit on every pitch. There's one down in the dirt. You get to doing that towards the end of the game, Coach. You
well, when it's a one-run game, you do.
Yeah, 2-0. A beautiful afternoon for softball here at the campus of Central High School of Clay County, and there's one up in the zone, 3-0, and you would expect Tibble to be Foreman to be taken here, needing a base runner bad, are the Generals.
Well, I'm sure she's going to take this next pitch.
And she takes a strike in there for strike number one, 3-1's a count.
Now, you need to be careful where you put this pitch coming up because she's looking for a strike. She knows it's going to be in the strike zone.
And she puts it right down the middle, and she, well, Coach, she's looking for one thing. She was looking for a walk.
Yeah, well, Foreman didn't, yeah, she didn't want any part of that.
See if she can hit that spot again.
But now it's forcing Lauren to throw 3 straight in there, so let's see.
And she does, and she swings and misses. One out away here, Coach, is Harper Hunter will come to the plate, and she has walked both times so far today is what I have.
And scored their only run back in the fifth inning. But she is the eighth hitter in the lineup.
Yeah, you know, that walk, single, double, back to back to back, and those were with two outs as well, right, Coach. And there's a swing and a miss by Hunter on the first pitch. Reed really works fast. Good combination, I think, with Reed and Morris on in the circle for the Lady Vols. Reed comes right in there for strike two, and now Reed is one strike away from ending this game in a 2-1 victory for the Vols. Got a couple pitches to play with, but I don't think I'd use them, Coach.
I believe I'd waste one, at least one.
Well, that's a good one to waste, just up about, just above the letters, up right where you want to miss and try to get them a chase. A good job there by Harper Hunter not chasing that pitch. She obviously knows the strike zone well. She's walked twice today. There's one comes inside, and she fights off that pitch. Got a piece of it, fouls it back into the screen. We'll stay at 1-2. I think sometimes, though, Coach, I'm of the opinion that you sometimes can surprise a hitter when you get a 0-2, and they think you're going to throw off the plate so much.
But you sure don't want her to get a hit.
Man. It's that situation. And she strikes her out. And the Lady Vols will win 2-1. We'll take a break, come back, and recap this 2-1 victory for the Lady Vols right here on the Southern Union State Community College, Clay Central Sports Network.
Buddy Sports Country is proud to sponsor local radio on Classic Country 90.9. Located Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, Buddy Sports Country features a wide selection of products for the outdoorsman. Buddy's is your local dealer of Benelli, Browning, and Glock firearms, and also offer a full stock of ammo. Plus, they have fishing tackle and muck boots. And now, Buddy Sports Country is a licensed NFA dealer for suppressors. Open 8 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday, Buddy Sports Country is a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Springtime is around the corner. Time to light up the grills and start the smokers. Ground beef boxes, hamburger patties, steaks and pork chops for the grill, and brisket for your smoker, grown on the farm at Blair Family Farm and Market. Also, now available, all natural beef tallow produced from the Blair Farm calves. No preservatives, no antibiotics. Blair Family Farm and Market is located at 1015 Blair Road, Ackland. Open Wednesday and Thursday, 1 to 6. Friday and Saturday, 9 to 6. Blair Family Farm and Market is the official farm-to-table meat provider of the Clay Central Sports Network. And proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
This is the Marble City Urology Post-Game Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back to the post-game show. If you're just now joining us, or you heard that there was a 3 o'clock start, you were right, and the Volunteers breeze through this quick game, pick up a 2-1 victory over the Horseshoe Bend Lady Generals. We will mention the Generals had a few of their players unavailable today, did not make the trip up from Tallapoosa County up here, Coach, but it was a well-played game by both teams, and the Volunteers were just able to get a few more hits and play one more run on a great pitching performances by Chloe Morris and Lauren Reed.
Well, you're right, and, of course, the winning run scored in the sixth inning, and the pitcher, Marley Trapp, went the distance for the Generals, giving up six hits today. The Volunteers had their two runs on six hits and left five runners on base out there. Chloe Morris goes five innings. She gives up the only run the Generals had. She gets the win. And Lauren Reed with a spectacular final two innings. She pitched a perfect two innings, striking out five of the six batters she faced. And one run on two base hits for the Generals today. And they only left four on base. That shows you how well the pitching did for the Volunteers today. So 2-1 win for the Volunteers, and now they'll close out the season with two road games on Wednesday and Thursday of this week.
In preparation of the area tournament, which will be hosted all day on Monday down in Sylacauga, back and forth. But I think right now the Lady Vols play first at 9 a.m. On Monday down on the city field, as they'll be taking on Shelby County in the area tournament over there, Coach. But just quickly before we go, just a well-played, good, quick game, pitchers throwing strikes. You've got to give Marley Trapp, the pitcher for Horseshoe Bend, she's done a great job as well. Pitched a complete game, only giving up two runs. I think she's a sophomore. She's done a great job as well. Not their normal starting pitcher, but really, really competed well today.
Did an outstanding job, as you mentioned. Not much traffic out there on the bases. She stayed out of trouble. She kept the batters off stride, changing up the pitch speeds. And it was just a good high school softball game that we saw today. And on 1 hour and 7 minutes, the official game time in this game today.
That's about as smooth and as quick as you can do it. Coach Heron, you've been down there being a little quiet for most of the outing. Ready to we didn't let it be known, but the plan was, you know, if this game went about an hour and 20 minutes, I was going to have to hand the reins over to you to the play-by-play, and you were saving your voice and ready to go, and now you've got it all saved up. Not much to say.
You got the complete game. I'm all for it. That's the way to go, and we'll just, you know, we'll save it till we have to
do it again.
Do something next time.
Till we do it, do something.
That's
till
right.
We get the, speaking of next time, we do know probably our next time together on the air will be a normal. We want to kind of share with our listeners. It'll be on Friday, where we're all together, which we'll be together on Wednesday. But I'm talking about, we got a special morning,
Friday morning,
straight from Talladega Super Speedway.
That's right.
On Friday. It'll be from 6 to 10. We'll be on straight through that over at Talladega Super Speedway. Is that right?
Six to ten.
It sounds like a lot when you say it.
The whole Classic Country Morning, a combo Coach and Friends, three-point stance, Classic Country Morning, the whole thing from right there in Big Bill's Friday morning.
Yeah,
we'll be having
track president and different officials from the racetrack and maybe even some driver. Who knows?
You never know.
We'll get special interviews. You will want to catch it all. Heath Bone will be going over there with us, and it'll be – our group, right here, all of us that's right here today, will be the ones that'll be over there Friday. Is that correct?
That's it. We might have one more ride with us, make the trip. Might even pull Al Tork.
Okay.
Might have everybody Al Tork with us. So, but us four for sure. Maybe one more. We'll see Friday.
Well, it was a great afternoon of softball. You got anything
good
as we
stuff.
Close?
That was impressive. All the pitchers today, both you know, the whole pitching performance today, that was impressive. Not many base runners, and that's a solid high school softball game today.
It definitely was. Coach Weems, as we get ready to close, you got anything?
Well, just a good way to close out the home portion of the schedule. You know, Horseshoe Bend has been a team that has long given the Volunteers trouble in softball, but today the Vols got the best of them with a very well-pitched game and some timely base hits.
Well, thank you, Heath Bone. We don't have a headset down there for him, but thank Heath Bone for hanging on, handling the streaming this afternoon. We appreciate all of our listeners for following us and following Volunteer Athletics right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. For me, Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Heron, and Heath Stroud, Heath Bone, God bless and go Vols.
Been listening to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network, presented by First Bank of Alabama, Alta Point Health, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Central Alabama Community College, Radio Alabama Sports, and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Sponsored by Frank's Point of View, First State Bank, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Integrity Cabinets, Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Sassy's Convenience Store, Honey's Cafe, Poultry South, Blair's Family Farm and Market, Atkinson Homes, Penhody Experience Foundation, Hill Auto Sales, First Capital Insurance, Matthews Meat Market, Buddy's Sports Country, Clay County Economic Development Council, Piggly Wiggly of Ashland and Lineville, and Highway 9 Tire. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.